Top number 10, La Florida Inn of Pedro Reales. In the mid-20th century, this house was much smaller. It had only two rooms, which were offered to visitors as an inn. Over time, the place grew, although it always fulfilled its original function. It is a typical Catamarca village house, with adobe brick walls made in the vicinity of the house with a mixture of mud, straw, and pebbles by the cortadores de adobe, heirs of a traditional craft that is true intangible heritage and a symbol of Puna identity. At the foot of the walls, there is a local stone plinth and a puff, essential at a time when rains were more abundant and frequent. Inside, you can see the original ceiling with wooden beams that support a cane framework and a layer of grass covered with mud cake for greater protections against the weather. Don Pedro Reales, who was the first postman in the town, used to live here. Riding a donkey, he carried the post from the Hombre Muerto salt flat, passing through all the hamlets and the village of Antofagasta to Alfin. It was precisely on one of his trips, when he was passing through Puerta de Corral Quemado, that Don Pedro collected a bunch of flowers that grew very well in the garden and were later disseminated throughout the town. From then on, the inn was named La Florida, the flowered one.